Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow next week. He will go there to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russia's troop withdrawal from Syria and the prospects for peace in that country. News of the trip came as Syrian peace talks continued for a second day in Geneva. Also Tuesday, the first Russian military personnel returned from Syria. Enthusiastic crowds greeted three Russian fighter planes that landed at an airbase in the southern part of the country. The United States says that a top Islamic State commander known as Omar the Chechen has died from injuries he suffered a week ago when an American airstrike targeted him in Syria. Tarkan Batirshvili had a reputation as being one of the Islamic State group's most capable commanders. The White House announced changes to travel and trade restrictions on Cuba Tuesday. The changes open up educational travel to Cuba for individual Americans, allow Cubans working in the United States to earn salaries, and reduce trade and financial barriers to improve business ties between the two countries. The changes come ahead of a visit to Cuba next week by President Barack Obama. South Sudan is cutting the number of staff at its embassies around the world because of economic troubles stemming from that country's two-year civil war. The foreign minister denied reports that South Sudan will close 10 diplomatic missions. He acknowledged his government has delayed paying rents for some of its embassies. Myanmar's parliament has voted to elect Htin Kyaw as the country's next president. He is a close confidant of NLD party leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The iconic democracy leader is constitutionally barred from becoming president herself because both of her sons have foreign citizenship. This is VOA News. Presidential nominating contests are underway today in five U.S. states. The frontrunners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, hope to move closer to winning their party's nominations. A new World Health Organization study estimates nearly one quarter of all annual global deaths, 12.6 million yearly, are from unhealthy environmental causes. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report says environmental risk factors such as air, water, and soil pollution, chemical exposure, climate change, and ultraviolet radiation cause more than 100 diseases and injuries. It says the Southeast Asia and Western Pacific regions have the highest number of environmentally linked deaths. During the past 10 years, death from infectious diseases has declined because an increasing number of people have gained access to safe water and sanitation. The report finds non-communicable diseases linked to unhealthy environments now account for the largest share of global deaths. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations says it has stopped working with disgraced tennis player Maria Sharapova, who last week admitted to testing positive for a banned substance. The New York-based UN Development Program said Tuesday it is suspending Sharapova, who worked as a goodwill ambassador, until the outcome of an investigation into her case is known. Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasia Victoria Nuland told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Tuesday Ukraine's greatest challenge remains the Russian occupation of the Crimean Peninsula and the restoration of sovereignty in the eastern Donbas region. Nuland says Minsk agreements remain the best hope for peace in eastern Ukraine. She said Ukraine's government must come together behind a reform program that delivers clean governance, justice, and an end to backroom political deals. Lawmakers in Singapore have passed restrictions on tobacco sales aimed at reducing smoking. Beginning in 2017, shop owners will be prohibited from leaving tobacco products in plain sight. The health minister told lawmakers Monday stores that specialize in selling tobacco products will be exempt. A U.S. National Football League official has for the first time acknowledged a link between head trauma in the country's most popular sport and the brain disease chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. NFL Senior Vice President for Health and Safety Jeff Miller made the admission during a roundtable discussion on concussions convened by the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Energy and Commerce. The NFL has previously not acknowledged the link. CTE can cause symptoms such as memory loss and depression. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.